Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now, the man, the myth, the legend, our good buddy, Mr. Baseball himself, a big fan of Albert Bell. And that, of course, is John Heyman. Hello, John.
Joe, how are you doing?
John, if I was any better, you know what I mean?
Oh,
should I even go there?
Baseball back, too.
Well, I'll believe it when I see it, John.
I know. I understand. Yep.
I'll believe it when I see it.
We're spring training. We had a month to go before
yep.
we start the season. And then hopefully, God willing, 60 games and then the postseason, we hope.
We'll see. I hope you're right. We'll see. I tell you, let's start with all the different things, all the machinations here, okay? First of all, the fact that the extra inning thing, which to me is fascinating, that they are actually going to do this where I guess it's just the regular season, not in the playoffs.
Right.
In the 10th inning, you will have, or as many innings as there is in extra innings, you will have a man at second base with nobody out to start the inning. He will be the guy who made the last out from the inning before. What's your thoughts on this?
You know, normally I'm not in favor of that rule, but, in this circumstance where we're trying to avoid the really long game, I'm just trying to cut down on injuries and, guys just getting too tired. It doesn't bother me that much. I understand it. In fact, I guess you could say I'm in favor in this circumstance. I hope this doesn't continue on. Next year, and they will not have it in the postseason, which is really obviously the big games. But I get it. I'm sure you're not that thrilled with it. That'd be my guess.
I'm not. It doesn't bother me if it's only this year. It's such a
right.
skewed situation this year anyway, John. It's so crazy to begin with. But what always worries you is that once they slip something like this in there, that you kind of worry that you're never going to see it go out again. You know what I mean?
Right,
especially
yeah.
if it works out, especially if they feel it works. You know what I mean?
Yeah, in the minor leagues, they use it, and they say people aren't too upset about it, and they like it. So it's possible that it will stay. But obviously this is a special season, and that's the reason we're doing it now. So, and by the way, the guy who starts at second, he's there, and it's considered an error that he's starting at second, so it's not going to count as an earned run against the pitcher that's in the game.
But you would get the loss if you do give up
yeah,
that run, and
right.
it turns out to be the winning run. Am I correct?
Yep, that is true. You
yeah.
would get the loss.
All right, now how about the DH is going to be at least in for this year in both leagues, but they say it's not going to be next year. How about that?
Yeah, I think that's, yes, this year definitely, and next year not guaranteed, but there could be further discussion about that. So I would say that there's a chance. There are still some National League owners that prefer no DH, so I would say that's not a given that the universal DH will continue, but a possibility.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. As a Met fan, if the games get off this year and if Cespedes can actually, move, it actually helps the Mets because Cespedes could be the DH all year.
Yeah, if he's healthy enough, it
right.
will help. Certain teams will help. Ryan Braun right now looks like an extra player for the Brewers,
right.
and
right.
he's a DH. And obviously the Dodgers have great depth, and so do the Nats. Certainly looks like it helps some teams. The National GMs weren't expecting this. They didn't prepare for it, so it's a little bit of luck that you have the right kind of roster to handle it. But so be it. That's just the way it went.
All right, now as far as the schedule, 60 games – 40 games just in your division, 20 games against the comparable division in the other league. How about
right.
that?
Geographic, right. Well, that
yep.
makes sense. 60 is logical. They're able to do it nice and even and try to make it as fair as possible. Of course, the Yankees and Mets will play more than the Yankees will play Toronto, will play the Phillies and the Marlins, and the Mets will play the Yankees more than they play the Orioles and the Rays and the other teams in the East. So it's not perfectly even, but they're trying to make it as even as possible. 60 games was conducive. As it turns out, I don't know that they did that on purpose. There was obviously a lot of haggling back and forth, but 60 games for the schedule works out pretty well, and that schedule should be ready to go within a few days. My understanding is the union is looking it over right now, and so far, no big complaints. They've had some complaints about a few other things in the past, as we know, so who knows, but I think the schedule is one thing that they'll be able to get past and figure it out soon.
All right, now August 31st, I believe, is the trading deadline, correct?
Correct. You read the 113-page.
Well, I didn't read 113 pages.
Protocol manual. I'm very impressed.
No, I have not. I probably would not read 113 pages of anything, John. But I.
Well, this is some very light reading. You can do it.
I understand that. But August 31st, the trade deadline. Yes. How about that?
I think that makes sense. It's nice to have a trade deadline, and it's obviously pretty quick. The whole season is quick. It's a sprint, not a marathon this
right,
year. So
right.
You'll have to decide within 5 weeks whether you're a contender, and then there's 4 more weeks to go after that. So it makes sense. And if somebody's got a free agent and they're not a contender, makes sense that they have the opportunity to trade that player.
Now, how about the free agent situation? I'm not sure about this. Now, you're still a free agent at the end of the year, no matter, like Mookie Betts is still going to be a free agent after this year, right?
Stroman and Betts and Bauer. Betts is obviously the biggest one. Paxton. There's a decent list, not like last year, but a decent list of free agents, and they remain free agents. They get the full service time, and that was decided on the March 26th agreement that they got the service time, whether any games were played or not. So, it's good for them. And if no games are played and the Dodgers never get Mookie Betts, they're just out of luck.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, now, the roster's what, 30-man rosters? Is that what we're looking
at? And then after, I believe it's 15 days, it goes to 28, and then maybe another 15 or so goes to 26. So a little bit of an expanded roster to alleviate any tired arms and such. So you might have more pitchers on the roster to start. We're trying to do social distancing, so the more players, it's going to be less convenient or more inconvenient to get all this done. To read that manual, and I've read most of it and skimmed the rest of it so far, it's pretty onerous on the players and everybody else around baseball. It's going to take a lot of work, and it's not going to be easy to do. But they're going to try their best to follow it. I give them credit for this manual is very precise about a lot of areas, and they certainly have worked very hard on it. Still no guarantees. Obviously, we had 40 positives at camps in 1 week involving 10 training camps. So this is not going to be easy.
Yeah, no question about it. Again, we're talking to the great John Heyman. Baseball with him. Of course, baseball hopefully will be back the end of July, 23rd, 24th, 60-game season, the whole deal. We had John Smoltz on. I had John Smoltz on a couple days ago. He had some very radical ideas about the game, which I was surprised. And he, I asked him about the pitching, and he said, starting pitching, he feels that, he said if he was playing now, he feels that there should be a 4-man rotation. He says, I could pitch every fourth day now. I could give you 6 innings every fourth day. And he said, there's no reason that shouldn't be that way because, let's be honest, no matter what, these starting pitchers this year are going to pitch a lot less innings than they normally do. What's your thoughts on that, John?
I'd have to defer to him on that. I know the history of the starts after 3 days off has not been great for most, but he may be different than others. And with fewer innings, obviously the Braves' great pitchers, or the 3 Hall of Famers, logged a lot of innings every year, never got hurt. I think Smoltz did have one surgery. The others never got hurt at all, and they threw a lot. They threw it on the side, and they figured out, I don't know whether it's them, and just they have great physiology, or they had a great idea of a way to do it. It's hard to know what's best, but obviously other teams have had less success with keeping pitchers healthy, especially lately. So, it's certainly worth listening to. He knows his stuff.
Yeah. All right, now how about the testing stuff here, John? I mean, we had this situation. Charlie Blackman tested positive. A few people around the Rockies. You had all these guys with the Phillies that tested positive. I mean, how is this all going to work out? And to me, it's very concerning. You know that you may have a whole breakout of a team, and where do you go from there? So, how about that?
Yeah, I mean, players, when they get a positive test, they're quarantined for 2 weeks. But if you have an outbreak, it could be a very dicey situation.
Right, right.
Obviously, the Phillies had 12, including staff, positive. And, you know, other teams have had multiple, not outbreaks of that nature. But the social distancing has got to be taken very, very seriously. And the key rule that's going to be the hardest to follow, I think, some of the other rules were relaxed a bit. The indoor hitting, it looks like it's relaxed a little bit. It now says no indoor hitting if there's no outdoor available, something like that. The hydrotherapy, you can do it, but only one person at a time. So they've relaxed some rules, but the one rule that's going to be toughest is you're supposed to stay in the hotel, not go to the team bar or the hotel bar or the hotel restaurant or certainly outside of the hotel. And, you know, it's not easy for these guys to do. You know, sometimes they have a bad game, they want to blow off some steam, or sometimes they just want to get a good meal. And, you know, they're human. They're like everybody else.
Sure,
they don't always do the right thing. And from what I understand, we already had in one Florida location, we already had a birthday party that caused an outbreak.
Oh, really? Okay.
And we had one in Arizona where they had a get-together, and not as bad in Arizona, but they really have to understand because not everybody gets it, you know? There are mask wearers and then there are non-mask wearers. But here they're in a group with rules, and, you know, they have to try to follow it. I don't know, one coach told me, you know, the clubhouse is like a frat party. Well, it can't be like that anymore, and guys have to really keep their distance, 6 feet, and wear the masks where they have to, not on the field, not while they're playing, but, you know, there are a lot of rules, and they have to follow them. It's not going to be easy because we've already had, like I said, 40 positives in a week, and right now the camps are, you know, there's like 10 or 20 guys at a camp, not 60 as they're going to be in spring trainings when they open up. So it's going to be tough. So, you know, I mean, I know some people are saying they should just not even bother. After reading this, someone might say that they shouldn't even try to do it. But, you know, how can you not try when you know, certainly the NBA and the NHL are trying? They're going to try their best to figure it out. And there might be some accommodations as we go or changes. And, you know, like I said, not going to be easy.
How about guys not wanting to play, John?
Yeah, I mean, well, if you can opt out that? If you have a pre-existing condition. You know, obviously, Carlos Carrasco had the blood cancer only a year ago. He certainly could opt out and be paid and get full service time. And then I saw Didi Gregorius has a kidney disorder, which I didn't know about.
Right.
He is eligible for that. And I would think the guys who beat cancer a decade ago, like Anthony Rizzo and John Lester, would be eligible. And there are guys who are going to be eligible to do it. Will they opt out, they may play anyway. I mean, you know, look at Dusty Baker. He's on his way to Houston today, from what I understand. I believe he's had a number of different ailments, but he feels responsibility to go. Now, the managers are not covered by the union, so if they decide it's not safe for them, I'm not sure they're covered with the full pay. That would probably be up to the team and the manager himself. But if you have a condition, you can opt out. The union had hoped to get someone to be able to opt out if they have someone in their household with a condition or if their wife or significant other is pregnant. But they've given them time off instead if they have a wife who's pregnant. But it's just going to be the guys with the pre-existing conditions who can opt out. You know, I'm not sure how many are going to do it. I mean, I know I've spoken to some other people around teams who aren't 30 years old and maybe not be in the best of shape, and it's certainly a difficult thing to consider. But from what I understand, Dusty Baker, who's, I believe, 73 or 74 years old, didn't even consider not going. And he has an article in the Houston Chronicle today, I believe, and talked about it. And he understands it's a serious situation, and Houston has become a hot spot, not just for the weather, obviously, I'm talking about the COVID. And, you know, he loves baseball, and he feels a responsibility, and he said it's in God's hands, and he's on his way.
You know, we had Bob Nightingale on the other day, and when everything was kind of finalized. And he said that if there is an issue, because I guess they're all going to play in their own ballparks, am I correct? Except, I guess, Toronto, because of the, you know, two-week quarantine thing in Canada. So I guess they're going to play in Florida, Toronto? What's that?
Well, Toronto's first choice is still to play in Toronto, and they're still hoping to work with the city of Toronto and the country of Canada to try to get that approved. But it has not been approved yet. Their second choice was Dunedin, but Florida's becoming a hot spot, as you've probably heard, so they may not land there. It may be Buffalo. That's their third choice.
Buffalo. Wow. Okay. All right, but I had Nightingale on, and Nightingale said if there's any kind of issue in the ballpark, if there's kind of an outbreak in your ballpark, I don't know how that would work, maybe, whatever workers would be there, whatever it would be, that they would move the game out of that ballpark into a neutral site. I mean, how could you do that? How you do it? I mean, you're just going to move a game that you
I don't know if he meant that particular game, but I think a team could be moved. Let's say there's a municipality that decides, you know what, it's not really safe anymore. Or
right.
A state that says it's not, we're really struggling, maybe we shouldn't be doing this. They could move the games to a neutral site, the future games, not that day maybe, but let's say the Braves, for instance. This probably won't be the Braves because they're pretty relaxed on their rules, but let's say the Braves decide that they can't have the teams play there. Mm-hmm. They could move to a neutral site, which would probably be Nashville, something like that, AAA
really?
Park, somewhere in their area if they can. Nashville is one I've heard is a possibility, and I'm sure there are others around the country if need be. But a lot of that is going to be up to the municipalities and what they decide. And then MLB can make their own ruling, too. If they decide a place isn't healthy, they can suggest a different site, I'm sure. But for now, I think we think all places are going to be okay, except for potentially Toronto. And the Blue Jays are working on that as we speak.
And they're going to play 60 games in 66 days, right? No doubleheaders, right? No scheduled doubleheaders at all.
Not that I know of. The union is going over the schedule right now. I have not seen the exact schedule, but 60 games in 66 days. So I don't think there'll be doubleheaders, no.
And also there's going to be and now it's I don't know why it slipped my mind now, but how I was going to say it, and I forgot now how I was going to say it. Oh, that's what I was going to say. The playoff teams are going to stay the same, right? There's not going to be eight teams in each league making the playoffs least in 2020, right?
Right. Now they have a month to figure that out. Obviously, once the season starts, you can't play five games and then by the way, we're now going to have 16 teams in instead of 10. But up until then, if the sides agree on the expanded playoffs, they can do that. To me, there's no reason not to have expanded play. If you're going to play,
right,
you have a revenue issue, obviously, this year.
So let me stop you for a minute.
Money.
I want to stop you for a second.
The players have obviously lost a lot of money, and it makes sense to have expanded play. If you get there, it makes sense to have it. It's unfortunate the way it came down, and they are setting the schedule, and the schedule does not include the expanded playoffs, but I think there's still some hope that they can work that out at least. I know.
So there might still be eight teams in the playoffs in each league this year.
There is that possibility that they could negotiate that as long as it's done before July 23rd, the start of the season. If the sides, the union and the MLB can negotiate the extra three teams in the playoffs in each league, and figure it out. Now, I wouldn't say it's a lock that they can do it. I mean, look at the troubles they've had with the negotiations so far. So I'm not saying it's likely even
that
they figure it out. But it is still possible until that first ball is thrown. Once the first ball is thrown, no. Because, you got to know what the rules are going.
Well, of course. Yeah, you can't. Right.
You can't change the rules.
Right.
No.
Right. All right. So how do you feel, John? Are you confident this season is going to get pulled off?
I don't think anybody can be confident. I'm hopeful. I don't even want to say optimistic at this point. The way things are going, and it's so unpredictable. I mean, New York was a hot spot, and
right,
2 months ago,
right,
we thought that we wouldn't get to play in New York.
Right.
Now, New York is doing okay, and
yep,
Florida,
yep,
Texas, and Arizona are not doing well. That was going to be the three hub idea.
Right.
Arizona,
of
Texas.
Course.
Thank God we didn't go with that one. That would have been a disaster. But for now, those states are still letting the teams play the games. So we still have every municipality allowing the games, except for potentially Toronto, which is still deciding, I think. So, you know, I feel like there's a chance that we're going to get the whole thing in. I don't blame them for giving it a try. They're certainly taking a lot of steps to make it as safe as possible, and you know, we're all hopeful. But I mean, at this point, I don't think anybody can be confident about going through the World Series.
The worst thing that could happen is if they start this thing and have to stop it. I mean, to me, yeah. I'd rather NFC never start it, than start and have to stop in the middle of it. That to me would be the biggest concern I would have, to be honest
with
you.
Well, a bigger concern if someone gets really ill.
Of course, but I'm just saying. I mean, for, you know, obviously that would be one of the reasons why it would stop.
That could do it.
But
obviously, if there are positives, that doesn't stop it. It's up to the commissioner. The commissioner can stop it whenever he feels that it needs to be stopped. So it's up to him.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that doesn't happen. And of course, the playoffs will end the normal time. At least that's what they're looking to do by the end of October.
Right. And that was one thing that the MLB did not want to change because they're concerned about the second wave. The players wanted a prorated pay. I think they were right about that. Even if it wasn't set in stone in the March 26th agreement, they should be paid on a prorated basis, and they will be. And I do think it makes sense to end things by the end of October rather than keep going. You know, at this point, we don't know about the second wave. Some say there will be a second wave. Others not as sure. So that is the reason behind this.
John, it's great talking to you. It's really crazy, man. I said, I'm very skeptical that any of these sports are going to get off. I all along have been very confident about the NFL, and even that now I'm starting to be a little worried about it.
You're confident, huh?
I was, but I'm not
really?
not so much anymore.
You're least confident. You're more confident because it starts later, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. And I just think that you know, Goodell and all of them that they're hell bent on playing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But with that said, I'm starting to even wonder about them now, to be honest.
Yeah, to me, that's not only a contact sport; that's right on top of your sport. To me,
right.
I'm not a medical doctor or any other kind of doctor, but.
Well.
That one wouldn't seem like
it. You know, to me, John, to me, nobody really knows anything. I mean,
nobody
I hate to say
it.
Right? I mean, that's it. I mean, I don't care who you are. You don't know who knows. I don't know nothing.
Yeah. I mean, it changed so many things. We weren't sure if the mask
would
help.
Right.
Now the mask, everyone says that you got to have the mask. Remember when they said the heat was going to help?
Yeah.
Well, right now we're in the middle of summer, or at least in the summer, and Florida.
Right.
And
it seems to be helping here because the weather's been tremendous in New York and New Jersey. Maybe it is helping up here. I don't know.
Maybe up there, but it's Arizona. It's 100 degrees.
I know.
They're having a hot spot of COVID, not just heat.
I know.
So it doesn't appear that the heat really helps like they hoped anyway.
Who knows?
Exactly.
John,
that's the title of the season. Who knows?
Right. Yeah, no. God.
Unfortunately.
John, it's always a pleasure. You be well. All the love, John.
You too. See you later, Joe.
The great John Heyman.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.